Good afternoon, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the best in the business right there. Bub, good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man.
How is everything, man?
Just been working away already, man. I've been in the paint shop for the past, like, 75 weeks.
We have. Yes, we have.
And I'm going
to turn it. There we go. I just wanted to turn off my phone, ladies and gentlemen, before we got into this. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. The outlaw's loose. She's running everywhere. Layla Von Athey's out there killing it, man. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the very finest in Outlaw Boutique apparel and accessories, Bub. It is the Outlaw herself, 561-660-6695. Brand new title sponsor, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, man. They threw it all in. Cash, parts, everything. For the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017 Turbinetics Mustang, which will be in booth 241. Turbinetics Steeda, the finest in everything aftermarket performance for your Ford products. And we're going to talk a lot about these guys, man. They're the best of the best. Monkey in Paradise, Monkey in Paradise Vodka, two-time double gold winner there in San Francisco. Monkey in Paradise brewed right here. And they ask you, Bub,
drink responsibly.
What's your paradise as well, Bob? How about that? Cars and Coffee, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, will be there Sunday, the 27th. 27th, Bob?
Yes, 27th.
27th, 9-1 at the 9-12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. So much to deal with, Bob. We're going to jump right into this. We had the fine folks over there at Steeda join us. Steeda Motorsports is right here, just south of us in Wellington. They are the world-renowned suspension and performance go-to guys for everything in the world that is Ford. In fact, Ford Performance and Ford Motor Company turn to their team for all of the performance upgrades and development for products that go on these cars, Bub.
Yeah, man, they have a full product line, Steeda does, and all of that stuff, everything from what they sent us here for the S550 Mustang. This car is going to handle like it's literally meant to be on a road course 24/7, and this is going to be a multi-use vehicle. It's going to be a street show, track use setup. So this thing's going to have a little bit of everything, the best of every world, and that's exactly what Steeda was able to do with their complete suspension package, which is fully adjustable front and rear coilovers, upgraded front and rear sway bars. We've got upgraded shock mounts for the rear, titanium billet aluminum. We've got, a triax shifter, which is a short throw shifter series with multiple spring rates for it. So you can literally adjust this thing to the comfort and feel of your driving style, whether you want a first, quick, and second, third gear, whether you want the same resistance all the way across. You can literally fine tune these shifters to your exact personal preference of what it is you're trying to do and how it is you try to drive.
Well, let's let everybody see just the quality of what Steeda puts forth here. You mentioned the triax shifter. The first thing that's very, very important here, Bub, is what? The instruction booklet. Because the one thing Bubba does is reads his instructions inside and out. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, if it's the first time he's done it or the 15th time he's done it. One thing you are a big guy on is instructions, Bub. Let's talk about the quality of this instruction sheet.
Well, for sure, man. Just like everything that Steeda does, it's not only number one quality, but also just like the smallest stuff, the details, you could say. That's where it's all about, man. And these guys list everything out, everything from the verbiage in the instructions to the layout of your suggested tools required to the components that are included in whatever item it is you may have bought. It'll tell you what comes in that package. Everything you need to do to literally sit down, read this start to finish, and go through a seamless process and installation or an upgrade, whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's a stock component you're replacing with a stock part, or whether you're doing a full-on upgrade, or if you're getting rid of maybe soft bushings and going with a billet aluminum bushing. It tells you everything about them, how to install them, if adjustments are needed, how to properly adjust them and center them, set everything up, and you've got a perfectly matched system when you are done.
We learned, Bubba, when we had Steeda on, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, doing a Bubba style on Saturday, when he and his whole crew, yep, there it is, Triax right there, Bub, when he and his whole crew was on the air with us, that their CNC machines are all eco-friendly. They all are green machines,
yes,
and they run 24/7 to produce a product that comes out like this.
Yeah, man, it just shows, the quality of this, when you look at it with the billet aluminum, the way that it's cut, the way that the actual shifter mechanism is cut itself, all the other components that go just in like the short throw shifter series, everything is literally drop and butter smooth by the time you're done installing it. Again, you step through the instructions, it tells you how to build them. You can literally on the insides of this change whatever set of springs it is you want to just by removing the shifter boot inside the car, so you don't have to take the whole entire center console out to do a quick spring change if you want to go a little heavier. Maybe you want to change the way it feels. A lot of different components you can do with the Steeda Triax shifter. super, super lightweight, way stronger than that factory setup, and reduces throw by 30%, which is pretty good.
Here, Bub, let me show everybody the quality. This is the quality of what Steeda brings forth. Look at this. Very nice, very flush, very smooth. We have the Steeda logo here. We have the name of the product here. Look at the fit and finish in these areas. There is no jagged edge. It's very smooth, and this is what Bub looks for as a designer and a builder, and is one of the top three today. He's looking for quality, and these are the small things that he looks at. We have the bushings insert here. The whole nine yards. This is a beautifully light, high-end billet aluminum, beautiful-looking piece right here, Bub, itself.
Yeah, man, and you know, to not only to top it all off, literally, to top it all off, this will actually retain your factory shift knob. So even if you want to keep that original style look to your car, it'll stay underneath your factory boot. It'll stay with your factory reverse lockout where you actually lift up on the billet aluminum inside the car. So this holds all of those factory components, or you can even go with one of their aftermarket shift knobs and make it really, really cool if you want that more stylish, more aggressive race look.
Bub, tell us a little bit some more. What you're looking to do here is you're going to completely outfit the Turbonetics Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA world's only stock block 600 horsepower Mustang that'll be on display with the finest suspension in the world. So let's talk a little bit about what Steeda has sent in here.
Yeah, man, so right now what you're holding is the front strut absorber. This is actually the coilover system, so it's a billet adjustable. You can literally not only set the ride height of this car to the set and stance of what you're trying to achieve or desire, but you can also adjust the valving of how this shock responds. Fully adjustable front and rear. That's the way Steeda sent us this kit. It's an absolutely amazing kit. Perfect for that next step up. This is almost the highest end kit you're gonna be able to purchase for the S550 Mustang, which is everything from 2015 on. They're already working on product release for 2018 Mustangs that are coming out as well, which you guys will probably see a lot of that at SEMA. So there's a lot of great features and benefits to it. This is gonna not only improve the stance of the ride, the actual ride quality, the aggressiveness of it, the handling characteristics of this car, and these things already perform pretty well. I can't imagine the way this thing's gonna perform once it's done riding on 20 by 11 inch front and a 20 by 14 inch rear wrapped in some NATO tires. This thing is probably gonna stick to the road more than you could ever imagine.
What do we have here, Bub?
So this one, what you're actually holding is the rear shock absorber. These are standalone units in these, so it's not like a front strut absorber where you're literally dealing with a strut and a spring all combined. These are side by side in the rear of these cars, which is why you have the shock absorber. There's that billet aluminum shock mount that you actually held up earlier that holds down here. A lot stronger than the factory Ford Performance parts, even from the factory, right? So you take these things and as you're done, these are spherical bearings on the top of them, so they'll pivot, they'll switch, they'll do everything you need them to do. These will mount to the body of the car, direct fit, meant to bolt to the car and to accept their adjustable shocks in the rear. So you can literally get the best of the best, the strongest in handling and strength for the car, so you don't have an extreme, you know, extreme power situation where you flex off the rear end of the car, or a lot of hopping, a lot of road course use. You can have some of that flex and you can have pieces break or twist, and that's what their components allow you to replace and upgrade for even better.
What do we have in this section of the suspension component, Bub?
So what you're holding there is actually the rear coil springs for this car. These are pretty freaking heavy for a rear coil spring, right? Typically, this is, if you were to show most of the guys out there do-it-yourselfers, other builders, mechanics, they would think this is a front coil spring for like a 72 Chevelle. It's not. This is the rear spring for the S550 Mustang class, fully mounted with an adjustable coilover billet ring that you can actually put with the spring, and that allows you to adjust your ride height as well while keeping the exact ride quality of what you want.
In this example, what do we have here, Bob?
So this is what most people would think is a shock absorber on a unicycle, but it's not. This is actually for the front coilover assembly. So that shows you at 300 pounds per inch, this is the spring that's meant for the front of this car with our weight ratio. That's gonna slide right over top of here, and all you have to do is adjust your billet rings. You can lock them in with the Allen studs, and you'll have a perfect ride height every time as long as you get out, measure that car, level it. It takes a couple times of doing it because you do wanna make sure that things seat in, settle in as you take the car out and drive it. Don't just go from a lift, drop it on the ground and set measurements, because before you know it, when you back up and turn the wheel left and right, the car is gonna be sitting crooked or a little lower than you expected. So you wanna make sure you go through and do multiple test drives, multiple measuring, and make sure that your rides are sitting level when you guys are done adjusting.
What does Steeda send us in here, Bub?
So yeah, man, what you're holding now is, this is actually the rear sway bar for the car. I can tell by the diameter of it, this is a rear sway bar for this thing. These things are much more stronger than the factory sway bars on these cars. Granted, these things really didn't sway too much from the factory, especially this little four-cylinder EcoBoost. The weight of that motor in that front end doesn't sway anywhere near as hard as a supercharged V8. There's a lot less weight in the front end of the car. But this is going to take care of any of those sway problems that you have and increase a lot of traction to the ground and keep you straight through corners.
And it's made in the USA, Bub.
It is, proudly made in the USA.
100% up in Valdosta, Georgia.
Yep.
By the way.
So, Bub, we also have this one here. What is this piece here? Oh, much heavier, huh, Bub?
Yeah, so that's actually what you're holding now is the front sway bar. You can see it's a very, very large upgraded front sway bar. Much stronger. Again, this is going to really hold, especially for this, the weight we're working with in this car. This thing's probably not going to sway too much at all through corners anymore without over pushing those limits, man. So I'm telling you, I'm feeling really confident about putting this package on, tuning it, getting out on the track, even running out there with Gio Hammer back and letting him really push this car to its limits to see how good Steeda's products truly are, which we know this thing is going to harness the freaking road like no other.
And what do we have over here, Bob?
So those are your actual sway bar end links. These are, again, upgraded versions of the factory. They're much stronger, built out of billet aluminum, fully adjustable. So you can actually adjust where your sway bar is sitting, how they're sitting in geometry to your components, your lower arms, your upper arms. You can set everything exactly how you want so it all rides how you want it to do and how you want it to perform.
And Bob, what do we have here?
So now you have the final piece, which is your bump stops. And these are nothing more than actual bumps on the car. So depending on your ride height that you choose to set, these allow you to literally go full suspension flex without destroying, you know, bottoms of your tires, bottoms of joints, overflexing any steering or suspension joints. You set these bump stops in there, and in certain cases, you lower them, you modify them, you set them at a certain height, and these things will literally allow your car to bottom out on this bump stop before you damage any other components.
So, Bob, Steeda has taken the time to research and develop and provide you, as one of the top three in the industry today, the necessary tools to harness the power that this stock block 600 horsepower EcoBoost, which will be on display in the Turbinetics booth, booth 24125.
24125.
Yes, which will be on display there for the world to see. Mr. Producer, you have a question.
Francisco Gomez, Steeda is missing products. The blue is a nice color.
So Francisco Gomez says that Steeda are insane projects, products. Yes, they are. And the blue, he states, is also beautiful as well, Bob. Francisco, yes. And there's a reason that the builders like Bob, who are the best in the industry today, only turn to people like Steeda. Or Bubba's Exotic Motorsports will turn to, for example, Turbinetics. Mm-hmm. These are the people that Bub will assign himself with because he won't take a chance at quality.
Yeah, man, and you know, it's funny too, Francisco, because what we're actually going to do is take all of these components that you see here, strip these things down, we're going to media blast them, get them all torn apart and disassembled, and that's how we roll here at BM, doing one-off designs and builds. We're not just going to take it straight from the box and throw it on there and just let the client ride down the road. We are theming this and doing a custom build match, red powder coat gloss, on all of these components that you see here. And yes, that blue is a beautiful color. However, once we're done with the theme of this build, you guys will see why once we release the car at Turbinetics booth. Stay tuned. This thing is going to have a lot of gloss red accenting, and it's going to look way over the top. So we're going to make sure that the underside of this car looks as good as the top side of this car.
And that's the thing, that's the one thing. A lot of people think you don't see suspensions. In fact, you do.
Yeah, you do.
And that's one, especially the pictures that will be on display. This car will be shown at Turbinetics headquarters, I believe, for a couple weeks after the SEMA show, and then it will go out on tour for magazines and stuff like that.
Yep.
So we got to thank the fine folks at Steeda, and we will be featuring them more and more on the show as we're doing this build here. Finally, Bub, we turn ourselves into the interior. You have completely redesigned the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Steeda SEMA Mustang. Let's talk a little bit about what we've got on the table here, Bub, and the two spools behind you.
So, yeah, man, so this is actually really good to follow up on that actual color conversation right there with the blue to the red. So what we're doing is theming this car to the red without giving out all the ideas that we're doing and all the style designs we're doing. We are turning a lot of the factory premium package Ford Performance interior into a modified BEM interior. So we want to keep it clean, but want to keep it really classy and still very aggressive all at the same time while tying it into the overall theme of the car. So you kind of want to push that limit, but don't go overboard with it so it looks crappy, right? So what we're going to do is actually do a red suede. This is nothing more than you can actually see. This is suede that we're going to do in the custom inset door panels. We're doing a very nice inlay that goes in the left and right door panels, just in the front doors. Real simple, real clean. We're actually using a black baseball thickness stitch, which is going to be in this material that is super, super thick. So when you lay this thread, it's not your traditional size thread. This is actually a 270, so Larry Williams out there, he knows what I'm talking about. This is a very thick thread that's going to pull right through this bright red material and leave a very deep indention, which looks really, really top shelf. A lot of what high-end Rolls Royces have, a lot of Lamborghinis have them with custom color interiors. So that's exactly where we're going with this. that color combo is going to be very nice. So anywhere there's going to be red suede, there's going to be a black stitch. Anywhere there's going to be a black leather, there's going to be a red stitch, vice versa, right? So it's going to look really good. In the centers of the seats of this car is, again, a premium package, so it does have heated and cooled seats. So what you're looking at now is red suede, the exact same suede, only this is perforated. So you have a lot of black little holes. And what that's meant for is for the seats to allow the fan, the air cooling or the heating, to flow through on the bottoms and the backs of the seat so that they still retain that 100% functionality.
And that bulb will be offset with the black thread.
Yep, and so that one's where we're gonna have a lot of stuff going on right here, right? Because this, as it is now, the perforated material looks really, really cool as it stands. I have a feeling we might do a little crazy design in this thing and go way over the top, but stay tuned for that one. I'm not giving that one out.
And finally, Bub, we have this nice roll of black leather sitting here, and we're gonna talk about that.
So yeah, this is actually, well, this is a simulated leather, so this is really, really close. We didn't wanna go way over the top because we do run this car on a road course setup all the time. So why spend $3,000 on leather when it's gonna get worn through and scratched up a little bit? Naturally gonna happen. So this is a black simulated leather. This is a very high quality. This is probably, I'd say, half the price, almost three quarter of the price of real leather, just because of how high and great this material is here. This is gonna be the black that is gonna be our main structure on everything. So we're gonna have the black around the edging of the seats. Anywhere that is not red suede perf or red suede is going to be the black simulated leather, as well as like a custom stitch emergency brake. We have the shift boot we've got to do. We have the center console we have to do. We are doing custom embroidered headrests in this car that are going to be in embroidered red. So it's going to have a lot of custom stuff going on. Make it nice and neat. What are you doing back there? Jesus. So again, and that's going to be the red, or that's going to be the black material that has all of our red stitch on it. So we're going to have a lot of two-toning going on. This car's going to look super, super nice, but again, really aggressive, very clean all at the same time.
And totally Bubba style, fully yep. functional. All the mechanics work. It's very smooth. It's not overly loud. It's not ostentatious. It's not in your face. And we can valet it on Saturday night.
Yeah, man, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on with this thing, and we've got a lot of work to do in the next 4 to 6 weeks. That's actually why it's here in the main facility now. This thing is literally getting ready to get stripped down, get the wide body fitted to this car. We've got a lot of body mods to do. We've got a lot of upholstery to do. We have suspension to do. We just received some more components from Turbonetics yesterday, so we have a lot of turbocharger upgrades.
Let's talk about that. What did we receive from Turbonetics? I saw there was a couple of boxes that have come in, Federal Express. What happened?
So what they had sent us in was an actuator, which is a wastegate actuator, right? The one that they had originally designed for this turbocharger, the Direct Fit 2.3 drop-in, you take it out of the box, you stick it on. It just wasn't, and again, this is all that data and the R&D that we do here at BEM and with Turbonetics and a lot of other companies out there. We all get together, put our heads together, and figure out what's best, right? Because at the end of the day, it's the end user, and you want to make sure that everybody's satisfied. So we found out that the very first system, the turbocharger, was doing everything it was supposed to do, providing very serious boost, really strong power, huge power gains, a lot of torque, but the wastegate was falling weak compared to what the turbocharger was capable of doing, right? So that's not okay with us. We gotta make it better. So what we're doing is actually in the final stages of designing a new actuator. It just arrived to me Friday afternoon. I'm gonna go ahead and get that thing installed on the car and get the final tuning to it, because then we truly take the new data from that, and once it's perfect, we can send that off to Turbonetics and say, okay, here's where you are, this is where they're set. Now you can take these things and it's literally
take it to the marketplace.
Go to the marketplace with it. It's off the box, or off the shelf, out of the box, and on the car, and it's perfect.
Straight this from BEM and Bubba to the marketplace.
Yep, that's it.
Via Turbonetics.
So that'll set this thing perfect where it needs to be. That's gonna set it, you know, pretty much static right at about 28 pounds is where I'm gonna set this motor. That's kind of pushing the limit on these little guys, but we're gonna set it right there, see how she does, and that's gonna be how they roll right out of the box.
We will be at SEMA with the World Rally Champion and the driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Racing Rally Team, Gio Hammerbach. There are some rumors floating around that you're gonna have Gio get in the seat and go against a couple people there that are professionals as well.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff going on in, behind the scenes. You know, not only with just us, with Steeda, with American Racing, with Nitto Tires, who else am I missing here? Turbonetics, we have Watson Racing.
Watson Racing.
You know, we have so many different companies out there that are all working right now behind the scenes to get this package built. And it's going to be insane, man. When this thing releases at SEMA 2017, that's October 31st, November 4th, that's when the car will be there, probably a little bit earlier, a little bit after that as well.
I don't think we come back home with the car.
No, I don't think we're going to. You know, I don't know what happens to it from there. You know, it's You never know.
It belongs to Turbinetics at that point.
They typically go and travel around.
That's exactly what they do. It's funny. We went to the gym yesterday. You were driving the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang, and the car was recognized by somebody, and they said, "Can you drive it?" You just threw them the keys and said, "Go ahead."
Hey, you got to drive it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Bye.
See, and they were blown away when they came
in. You got time. Dude. I got 4 weeks left. So you better do it good. Absolutely.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be one of the last previews of the car. We're leaving it for you stock so you can see it. We will not allow you to see the car as it is being built from this point forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's we got a lot of work to do. We've got big brake kits to put on this car. We've got three-piece wheels and tires getting custom done, built, designed, one-off designs, truly unavailable to anybody else. These things will be on this car. We've got the tires coming. We've got the Y-body to get done. We've got the full Steeda package to get underneath this car. We're still waiting for a couple of components, the upper strut tower brace, also some upper camber plates for those front coilovers, so we're at a standstill right now with that. Until we get these powder-coated gloss red anyway, so it works out hand-in-hand perfect, then we'll get all these components on the car, get it tuned, and this thing's not going to be a trailer queen when we roll it into SEMA. This thing's going to be tested, tuned, ready to hit the streets and the track when it's sitting in Turbinetics.
It will, but again, once we leave SEMA, the car is no longer in our possession. It goes to Turbinetics.
Yep.
So they will be putting it out on tour and displaying it in their lobby area and stuff like that.
I can't wait to see how this red perf looks in those inserts, man. It's going to look really good. You do that with some embroidery in the headrest. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hot, right?
It's going to look really good.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You need to come see us at SEMA as well. We'll be out there in several of the sponsors' booths signing autographs.
Yep.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. For the finest, I mean the finest, in outlaw boutique and apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Find her on the web, Facebook, Instagram. She's everywhere, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, Miss Outlaw Boutique. The wonderful folks right here, ladies and gentlemen, at Steeda. For the best in performance products for your Ford products or applications, it is Steeda at Steeda.com. Mr. Producer, do you have a comment down there? Who would like to know if Clark Kent is here? Demi? I have somebody, ladies and gentlemen, I do have, before we close out this segment, we do have two very special guests standing offset with us who are visiting from Boston, Massachusetts. And Demi wants to know if Clark Kent and his son are here. They are indeed, Demi. They are right behind us offset. Yes, Mr. Producer.
Larry Williams, congratulations to SEMA, guys.
Thank you, Larry. We very much appreciate your congratulations on SEMA. And Larry, congratulations to you up there in Georgia. You are one of the best upholstery shops in the entire world. Anybody who wants to see the best of the best, just like Bub, go see Larry up there in Georgia. He's the best. And he's expanding his warehouse, and he's expanding everything about his business because he does things the right way. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
And last, Scott Boda, good luck with the
podcast. And last, Scott, what? Scott Boda? Scott, good morning, and thank you for joining us. You are with Steeda as well up there at the Valdesta facility in Georgia. Wow, see how we know these things? It's great. Scott, thank you for joining us here today. We really appreciate it. Thank you to Steeda and all of these guys who are helping make the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017 Mustang, the only one like it in the world. I couldn't do it without you guys, and neither could Bub. This episode is brought to you by Bub's Exotic Motorsports, Miss Outlaw Boutique. How about it? Steeda, the best in Ford performance aftermarket products in the world. These guys are good. Their machines are eco-friendly. They crank it out 24/7. The best of the best. Steeda.com. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. They are the social vodka. And finally, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. 9 to 12 at the Outlet Mall, exit 71 this weekend. Come see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team set up for you to enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, please set out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way. If their hands are full, open their door. If somebody needs an ear to listen to, give it to them. You've got two ears and one mouth. Listen twice as much as you can speak. Give somebody your shoulder. Give them your ear. Help them through whatever hard times they're going through. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, Payless is cheap. If they're hungry, feed them. McDonald's is cheap as well. Until tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.